thinks that I should woo in scorn. Scorn and derision never come in tears. Look, when I vow, I weep. And vows so born in their nativity, all truth appears. How can these things in me seem scorn to you, bearing the badge of faith to prove them true?
You do advance your cunning more and more. When truth kills truth, oh, devilish holy fray, these vows are Hermia's. Will you give her o'er? Weigh oath with oath, and you will nothing weigh. Your vows to her and me, put in two scales, will even weigh, and both as light as tails.
I had no judgment when to her I swore.
Nor none in my mind, now you give her o'er.
Demetrius loves her, and he loves not you.
Oh, Helen. Goddess, nymph, perfect, divine. To what, my love, shall I compare thine eyes? Crystal is muddy. Oh, how ripe and show thy lips those kissing cherries tempting grow. That pure congealed white high Taurus snow, fanned with the eastern wind, turns to a crow when thou holdst up thy hand. Oh, let me kiss this princess of pure white, this sea of bliss.
Oh, spite! Oh, hell! I see you all are bent to set against me for your merriment. If you were civil and knew courtesy, you would not do me thus much injury. Can you not hate me as I know you do, but you must join in souls to mock me too? If you were men, as men you are in show, you would not use a gentle lady so to vow and swear and superpraise my parts, when I am sure you hate me with your hearts.